And the House Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party is examining how American taxpayer-funded research is helping China's military. Today, lawmakers questioning top officials from federal agencies overseeing billions in research funding. NTD's Washington correspondent Jack Bradley has more.
China's theft and diversion of American technology and research is not theoretical. It is documented through criminal prosecutions, intelligence assessments, congressional investigations, and the Chinese government's own public strategies.
House lawmakers are pressing federal agencies on why American taxpayers are funding research that benefits China's military.
I have zero tolerance for the CCP stealing what American scientists build. And so do the career officials in front of us.
The House Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party brought in top officials from agencies that oversee billions of dollars in federal research grants, questioning if they're doing enough to stop the Chinese regime from accessing U.S.-funded research.
Our investigation into the Department of Energy identified roughly 4,350 publications involving Chinese entities.
The department has a long-standing layered approach to ensure that we have a managed research environment to mitigate risks posed by these types of collaborations, types of interactions.
The National Science Foundation says more changes are on the way. Beginning next year, they will ban foreign funding to companies on the U.S. restricted entity list.
Institutions will be responsible for ensuring funds are not used to support prohibited collaborations and for maintaining appropriate oversight.
But until then, those agencies will continue working with groups accused of espionage and human rights abuses.
These are already on entity lists that the federal government has designated to be dangerous for the United States. Why wouldn't you have a policy on that?